Okay, so our next speaker is Dr. Takuya from Japan, and he's going to talk about the recent advances in our understanding of self-incompatibility mechanism in prunus from the genome-wide analysis. Yours.
Thank you, Dr. Song, for giving me a chance to talk here. I am Takuya Morimoto from Kyoto University, Japan. I am now working as a postdoctor in Kyoto University and with Professor Ryutaro Tao. And from last year, I will also working at the Foundation Edmund Mark Institute in Italy. Today, I'd like to talk about the part of my PhD work. The title is Recent Advances in Our Understanding of Self-Incompatibility Mechanism in Prunus, mainly from a genome-wide analysis. The number of published plant genome sequences has been increased rapidly in the last decade. It includes the many horticultural plant species. These plant genome sequences can be used for various kinds of genome-wide analysis in order to solve problems in the horticultural research field. Today, I'd like to show you some examples of recent genome-wide analysis on self-incompatibility as an example. Self-incompatibility is a reproductive mechanism to maintain genetic diversity within a plant species. However, in agricultural point of view, self-incompatibility hinders efficient fruit production. For example, in fruit tree crops, artificial pollination and pollinator insects are used to ensure fruit set. But these practices are labor intensive and cost a lot. And in the case of Japanese plum, the pollination requires 22% for the total labor time. So among fruit tree crops, the rosaceae includes a large number of economically important plant fruit tree crops with self-incompatibility. So the development and introduction of self-compatible cultivars are highly demanded. But the molecular mechanism underlining the self-incompatibility is poorly understood. So here I will explain briefly about the molecular mechanism of self-incompatibility in Rosaceae. The three plant families, Rosaceae, Solanaceae, and Plantaginaceae, share a common self-incompatibility mechanism. It is called sRNase-based self-incompatibility, which uses sRNase and Xbox gene as a pistil and pollen determinants, respectively. Although the commonality of the specificity determinants among three plant families, the recent data indicate the presence of distinct self-incompatibility recognition mechanism in Rosaceae, especially in genus Prunus and subtribe Marinae. This finding is coming from different phenotypes derived from a loss of function of the specificity determinants. In the case of pistil factor sRNase, loss of function induced self-compatible in both Prunus and subtribe Marinae. On the other hand, in the case of pollen factor Xbox gene, loss of function induced self-compatible in Prunus, but self-incompatible in subtribe Marinae. And this Marinae type incompatibility system is also observed in Solanaceae and Plantaginaceae. So thus, we can say that genus Prunus is supposed to have a distinct self-incompatibility recognition mechanism, especially in pollen function, because loss of function induces different phenotypes. So here, I will talk about a recent genome-wide analysis to characterize a Prunus-specific self-incompatibility mechanism. First, I will focus on evolutionary analysis of pollen efflorescence. This figure shows a genome-wide phylogenetic analysis of pollen efflorescence identified from 31 angiosperm species. Here we used around 400 genes. As you can see here, pollen efflorescence in Prunus, the SFB, is located really far from pollen efflorescence in other species, which include subtribe Marinae SFBBs, Solanaceae SLFs, and Sporantaginaceae SLF. It means that Prunus came to use different efflorescence as a pollen factor. So next, we investigated gene duplication patterns of efflorescence in Prunus genome. Generally, efflorescence are located tandemly on plant genome. And when we look closer, the clade, including Prunus SFB, most of the genes located, most of the genes in this clade are located on chromosome 3. But only SFB is located on chromosome 6, where S locus is located. So this result indicates that Prunus SFB was translocated to S locus after gene duplication. So I can summarize the evolutionary model of pollen efflorescence in Prunus. First, as you can see here, in the early stage of dicot ancestor, the ancestral gene of Prunus SFB diverged from another efflorescence. Then, after gene duplication on chromosome 3, only SFB has translocated to S locus and become a pollen factor in Prunus. So based on this result, it is suggested that a Prunus SFB has experienced distinct evolutionary paths, which could explain Prunus-specific self-incompatibility mechanism. So let's move on to the second case. Here I will focus on self-incompatibility modifier genes. The modifier genes are not specificity determinants, but involves in another self-incompatibility reaction, like sRNS transport and sRNS recognition, and so on. And identification of the modifier factors specific for each species or each lineage would be important to characterize a species-specific self-incompatibility mechanism, like a Prunus-specific incompatibility. So in Prunus, one of the promising mutants has been observed in sweet cherry cultivar Cristobalina. This cultivar shows pollen pad self-compatibility caused by the mutation of the modifier locus, or M locus, located on chromosome 3. And recently, we identified a strong candidate for the mutation. This is an experimental scheme to identify self-compatible specific polymorphisms from NGS data. Here, we used three different types of genomic DNA libraries obtained from Illumina sequencer. First two libraries obtained from Cristobalina F1 populations consisting of 18 individuals with self-compatible and 25 individuals with self-incompatible. Also, we obtained Illumina reads from 17 diverse sweet cherry cultivars. Then, by comparing these three pools, we could identify self-compatible specific reads. And most of the reads showed homology to the chromosome 3, where M locus is located, indicating that this method can be used to identify specific reads. Then, the self-compatible specific reads were assembled into 29 genomic contigs. And these genomic contigs were then subjected to homology search or blast search against a reference genome sequence of sweet cherry, published in last year, to identify the candidate genes located around the genomic contigs. And among 8 candidate genes, we focused on this gene located on chromosome 3 around M locus, and of course showed foreign expression. And sequence analysis of this gene showed that the upstream part of this gene contains a transposon-like insertion in the promoter region. And this inserted sequence showed complete cosegregation with self-compatible phenotype in cultivars and populations. So all the individuals with self-compatibility has this inserted sequence. So in addition, in qPCR analysis, the expression level of this gene is reduced in mutant allele with dosage-specific manner. So left one is a wild-type pollen, and the orange one is a heterozygous individuals. And this one is derived from a Cristobalina self-pollinated individuals having a mutant allele with homozygous. And since the gene encodes glutathione S-transferase, we named this gene as MGST. And this figure shows evolutionary analysis of MGST. So first, in angiosperm genome, MGST-like genes form a single clade. But when we look closer the rosacea genome, we could define 2 clades in rosacea genome, this one and this one. And expression analysis indicates that MGST genes have acquired strong pollen expression after divergence from its sister gene. Like here. And also, the strong selective pressure was detected particularly on Prunus MGST, like here. So it means that Prunus MGST may have undergone Prunus-specific evolutionary path, so it could be related to Prunus-specific incompatibility reaction. So I will summarize the result. Here, I focused on genome-wide analysis to characterize a Prunus-specific self-incompatibility reaction. In case 1, a genome-wide evolutionary analysis of foreign FBOX gene showed that a Prunus SFB has experienced distinct evolutionary paths. And in case 2, a genome resequence analysis on diverse sweet cherry individuals identified MGST as an important factor for Prunus-specific self-incompatibility reaction. And we are now doing a functional characterization of this result. And this kind of genome-wide analysis can be applied for various kinds of horticultural crops. So thank you for your attention.